Munin? No. Oh, no. Good morning, my apprentice. I'm sorry. Munin decided to be a bit stubborn and accidentally woke you up. Oh, it's just a bit before dawn now. It's actually the perfect time to get moving. The city of Sintra isn't very far now, probably about less than a day away from here, I think. Did you sleep well? Oh, I see. Did I get any sleep? Well, it's a bit more complex, but I don't actually sleep. It's more like meditating or just resting. But I think I've had enough time to rest and think about our next move. Here, take this bread and my flask. I refilled it with some fresh flowing water that I found nearby. So you just tell me when you're ready to walk. We can make that a bit earlier now. I think the Inquisitors lost our track. Say, I'm still curious about why you went after that werewolf. I mean, why would you do that? I see. I still don't get it. Why didn't you just leave it alone? Or why didn't you run from it? It's still a werewolf, and you're basically a meal on legs in its eyes. But I still admire your courage, nevertheless. The Moonin. Oh, my Moonin. What would I be without you? You magnificent and beautiful creature of mine. Why are Munin's eyes blue? This is not your average raven, as you might have noticed. It's more of a result of the process I was talking about. And he is also the reason why I don't really sleep. Every time I close my eyes, I can see the world through Munin's eyes. It's only for a limited amount of time, since it's really exhausting. And then I need to rest. But that's how I've been watching over us for the past few days. I can also see what he saw a few moments ago. And that's very exhausting as well. What do I mean with he is the result of the process? Well, like I said, he is the result of the process that I went through to become a raven whisperer. Fine. I'll tell you everything about this process and what happened, but only once, okay? It gives me a headache and the shivers just thinking about it. I can't remember anything that happened before I underwent the process of becoming a raven whisperer. So all of my childhood memories and everything about my parents is just erased. I don't know who or where they are. But I'm not a human. Not anymore. I might look human and act human, but I'm nothing more than just a creation of dark magic and evil and So is Munin. Yeah, the process, or as they called it, the Trial of Ravens. I was trained to be an elite spy and assassin. I can use various toxins, potions to knock you out or kill you if I wanted to. But if that's not enough for terrifying already, I had to be trained to use magic too. And humans aren't very sensitive to it. So I had to undergo the Trial of Ravens to become more sensitive and suitable to magic. Years of training and knowledge all leads up to this dark ritual that turns human into these vile creatures. No one survived the trial, and those who did either become Raven Whisperers or mindless beasts created through dark magic. It felt like they just tore me apart and rebuilt me with just dark magic, and that's what sort of happened. I can't describe the process. I'm sorry, but I can't. You see this silver medallion with a dark blue gemstone in it? I can never, ever lose this, or I'll lose all my ability in magic, combat, and my ability to talk to Munin. He and I can both die if I'm not wearing it. Understand? You're not allowed to either touch or remove it whatsoever. And that's why I don't want to talk about this, and why I swore to never kill someone else. I never want to go over into the other side of me, of which I have spent years to control. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lash out at you. It's just that I never want to be reminded of that process again, okay? Hey, it's fine, okay? I can understand if you're scared right now, and I'm truly sorry for that. But that's why I never wanted to talk about my past again. I fear myself too whenever I think back about it. But I have to live with it for the rest of my life. And that's going to be a long while. Why? The process didn't only make me more sensitive to magic and give me Munin, but it also slowed down my aging, so I can live almost twice as long as any human. And I don't know how old I am, but I'm still young for a Raven Whisperer. Again, I'm so sorry about me lashing out at you. It was never my intention to do that. But do you still trust me and travel with me? Good. Here, give me your hand and I'll help you up, okay? Do you see that huge stone wall over there? That is the city wall of Sintra. We're almost there. It's best if we can get there before the night falls. Here, let's stay at this inn for the night. Innkeeper, I'd like two dinners and a room for two people for the night. Thank you. Please take a seat and enjoy your dinner. We both deserve it. Come, let's go to our room. Tired. Oh, and I grabbed this note from the board when we entered the city. Here, let me read it to you. 3,000 gold reward for anyone who can slay the griffin. It is terrorizing the neighboring farms and attacking people whenever it pleases. It has last been seen flying around Hillborough Farm. Bring the Count of Sintra the beak of the griffin, as it is a sign that the beast is dealt with. Well, sounds like we have to pay a visit to Hillborough Farm tomorrow. But we'll have to stock up on some ingredients and potions, and maybe go to the blacksmith to get you a new sword and crossbow. And I'll train you how to use both of them. Oh, and you can also remind me to ask for silver-tipped crossbow bolts tomorrow when we're at the blacksmith. Yeah, that's for tomorrow. You're right. Say, are you comfortable sharing a bed with me? There's only one bed in here, so. Okay. Good. Here, get out of the blanket, and do you mind if we cuddle a bit? I'm cold. Thank you. You're so warm and. Never mind. Let's just rest for now and we'll get to what we need tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Good night, my apprentice. Sleep well.